Welcome back to this week's DBM Strategy Call, everyone. Today, we're connecting the dots between macroeconomics, cultural shifts, exponential technology, and personal ownership.
That's right. Last week, the U.S. Treasury dropped a bombshell, a $1 trillion borrowing and issuance announcement for the upcoming quarter. Uncontrolled currency printing and debt expansion are accelerating at an unprecedented pace, even faster than we saw after the 2008 GFC.
Exactly. And to understand why this keeps happening and why society feels so fractured, we're diving deep into two seminal frameworks. First, Sir Paul Marshall's recent address at the Alliance for Responsible Citizenship on the 100-year history of cultural deconstruction. Second, the economic reality of quantitative easing on ordinary people, artificial intelligence, and why Web3 ownership is no longer optional for those who understand the need to take responsibility for their financial futures.
Okay, first up, let's take a look at the history of a modern problem, the deconstruction of money and QE.
Yes, let's start with Sir Paul Marshall's recent speech. He traces how Western civilization moved away from foundational truths towards total deconstruction, from Nietzsche and Foucault's idea that everything is just power dynamics, all the way to modern social fragmentation. But Sarah, the critical bridge he built was between culture and economics.
That was the most profound part of his presentation, for sure. Marshall highlights that in 2008, central banks engaged in what Scott Bessent calls gain-of-function monetary policy. Through quantitative easing and zero interest rate environments, central banks privatized gains and socialized losses. Ordinary people now live with the effects of this every day, often without even knowing.
Right. When you print money, financial assets inflate. The people who already own real estate, stocks, sound money, and private equity win. Who loses? The young, the wage earners, and anyone keeping their so-called savings in fiat cash. Marshall explicitly pointed out that QE became an engine of inequality, driving a wedge between asset owners and the rest of society. The K-shaped economy is here to stay, and it's up to the individual to get on the right side of it.
And when people feel the system is rigged, when GDP rises for the asset-rich minority, GDP for me and not for thee, while young people leave university burdened with debt and priced out of real estate, they lose faith in free markets and property rights. Uncontrolled currency expansion literally tears the social fabric apart.
Okay, next up is the AI Cambrian explosion and the ownership trap.
Yes, that brings us right into the second major theme from Marshall's address. We are entering what he calls a new Cambrian age of artificial intelligence. AI is introducing an era of abundant intelligence, rapidly driving down the cost of cognition, code, media, and services.
Historically, rapid productivity increases are deflationary. They make goods and services cheaper for everyone. But in a central banking world where governments print $1 trillion per quarter just to service existing debt, what happens?
You get a massive tug of war. AI drives the cost of production down towards zero, but central banks debase the purchasing power of paper money faster than prices can drop. Even worse, if tech giants like Microsoft, Google, and OpenAI own all the AI infrastructure, the productivity gains will compound only for the capital owners.
Exactly. If you only earn an hourly wage in a fiat currency, AI-driven creative destruction will displace your labor while currency printing dilutes your savings. You get squeezed from both sides. As Marshall warned, if the majority cannot participate in prosperity, society breaks down.
Powerful realizations for sure. So, what is a possible solution for ordinary people?
Glad you asked. In the age of sound money, AI, and Web3, it's something called redistributed ownership, a way you can benefit from AI's deflationary efficiencies without getting wiped out by fiat the basement. The answer lies in two core pillars advocated by frameworks like DBM.academy. Individuals need to work toward owning hard, sound money at the same time as participating in redistributed ownership via Web3 and blockchain technology.
Interesting. Let's break down sound money first. When central banks print money out of thin air, fiat money is no longer a store of value. It's a depreciating liability. Owning sound money like Bitcoin or metal assets preserves your purchasing power because no politician or treasury secretary can inflate its supply, ever.
Exactly. But holding hard money is only half the battle. To build true sovereign wealth, you have to put a portion of that sound money to work into reliable, decentralized yield mechanisms with as few middlemen in the process as possible.
This is where Web3 and blockchain infrastructure change the game. In traditional finance, Web2, central clearinghouses, Wall Street intermediaries, and corporate monopolies captured 90%+ of network yields and yield spreads. In Web3, smart contracts allow individuals to become direct protocol owners and liquidity providers who can rehypothecate your assets at any time.
Exactly. That is the literal definition of redistributed ownership. Instead of waiting for institutions and governments to redistribute wealth through taxes and welfare, which just creates endless four-year cycle promises and self-interested bureaucracy, Web3 redistributes the infrastructure of capital natively through software accessible by owner users.
Powerful stuff. Okay, to wrap up today's episode, the fiat trap, central bank debt expansions like the $1 trillion U.S. Treasury announcement, guarantee fiat currency debasement. Be sure to protect yourselves with sound money. The AI dilemma, AI creates incredible productivity, but without asset ownership, wages will struggle against technological displacement. The Web3 solution is here, and educational frameworks like DBM.academy demonstrate that acquiring sound money and deploying it into reliable on-chain yield mechanisms gives you a direct ownership stake in the digital economy on both blockchain and AI rails. Own the tech or be used by it.
It shifts you from being a consumer trapped in fiat inflation to a protocol owner earning native yield on sound money assets. That is true human flourishing and purchasing power protection for the next generation.
Brilliant. Thanks for tuning in to this DBM strategy call, folks. Don't forget to check out DBM.academy to learn more about Web3 tokenomics, yield incomes, and digital asset accumulation. Look out for this week's DBM strategy part 2 in the DBM forum, where we summarize where we are with our blockchain factory projects as we continue our work to ensure we take our part on the right side of the K-shaped economy, all via the most accessible and dynamic technologies in the world. See the show notes for access, and see you next time.